Welcome to Cricket for Audio. This is Amit Verma. Brian Lara's marvellous innings of 120 helped West Indies save the St. Lucia Test, and Lara told the press after the last day's play that he had been inspired by the Soka Warriors. Here's what he had to say.
Brian, we obviously know what your minds are for tomorrow.
Yeah, today is done and forgotten. But a big occasion tomorrow. But I think that it's such a fitting end to this Test match after watching the Soka Warriors on Saturday, you know, fought it out for 90 plus minutes to get a draw against Sweden. And we knew after the first couple of days of this Test match, we had to fight it out to get a draw as well. It was not the greatest of pitch for fast bowlers. And, you know, I said before, in hindsight, we could have picked a spinner. Not sure how much the difference the result would have been, but I knew we'd have had some sort of variety in the attack. And I was quite proud of the guys today, Chandrapur, Baddiwell. But it's been an intriguing Test match, and I think we're building a lot of character through this, and hopefully we can carry on from here.
So you're saying that this you might have been inspired by the Soka Warriors for 120 today?
Most definitely. I was always thinking that they fought it out for 90-odd minutes. We need to fight it out for 98 overs. And, you know, that was always at the back of my mind. And sometimes you sense that, you know, it's destiny. Certain things are going to happen. And, you know, it was great for us to see, you know, the guys batted really well today in partnerships, most importantly. You saw a lot of occasions where, you know, batsmen were, I wouldn't say being shielded, but, you know, people who were comfortable batting certain bowlers took them out, and that's what teamwork is all about, and it was really, really special.
When you came in at number three, you had a plan of doing this, obviously. The weather helped you out, but today is a different characteristic of your batsmanship.
Well, it was something that, you know, definitely the situation dictated the way I go out to bat. And, you know, I was still able to get 102 sessions. And maybe it's something, some sort of thought process I have to put in. Looking at my innings before this particular innings, you know, it seemed to out to a couple of rash shots. So, you know, it's a situation where I need to get 50, 60 balls under my belt and hopefully move on from there. So it's an innings, yes, it's an innings that I really enjoy, but it's something that I've learned from it as well.
You have more than 11,000 tests, but what would an innings like this teach the rest of your batsmen, not in the team, but around the Caribbean?
Well, most importantly, it's a certain amount of dedication that you need as a batter. And you got to understand the occasions where you're going to be on top of the bowling and you're going to enjoy it and you're going to dictate to the bowlers. In some situations, you have to dig deep and you have to show a lot of character. At no point in time, you know, was I on top of the bowling. At no point in time, my team was on top of the occasion of the situation. And it's a situation where batsmen around the Caribbean will learn the fact that, you know, you have to tough it out sometimes. You know, the innings that you really enjoy is the ones that you tough out. And, you know, my 153 against Australia in 1999 is much better than my 375 or 400. The innings that you tough out and you see the result at the end of the day. And today it was another momentous occasion.
You've got a couple of minutes or days even, but you still got to come back to a third Test match. And for two Test matches, you were on the back foot behind the 8 ball.
Yeah, I would say 10 days of cricket, well, 9. And the only time we were in front is when we had a pitch that was actually a true Test pitch, where, you know, the fast bowlers had a say in the first couple of days. The spinners took care of it later on in the match. But I would love to see St. Kitts and Jamaica show that, you know, they're capable of producing pitches that are fair pitches. Nothing that, you know, it's terrible for Test cricket or too green or anything like that. It's just the fact that, you know, we need to play good Test cricket. And this particular match, you know, after the first 2 days, you know, it was very difficult for us to do anything. The pitch was dusting already. The spinners were in your glory. They were happy. And it didn't spin or bounce much. But the fact of the matter, we couldn't score very easily, and it was very difficult. So let's hope that St. Kitts and Jamaica produce something that is going to help Test cricket itself.
Brian, when we spoke to Darren Ganga on Monday, he made mention of if we can salvage a draw from this game, we can go to St. Kitts because of the situation. How much confidence have you sensed in the players coming out of this game, looking at the way you're pull out the draw?
I think the guys are really proud of their performances, but it still boils down to what we get as a pitch in St. Kitts. I mean, the Indians would be accustomed to this. This is what I get in Madras. This is what I get in Bombay. And, you know, it's tough for us. We picked four fast bowlers. We saw a tinge of green. In hindsight, we should have picked a spinner. But our strength is in our fast bowling, and the fact that as batters, you know, we are better equipped against the Indian fast bowlers. So, you know, make it fair. Make it a situation where the boys going to enjoy the first 2-3 days of the match bowling on a good pitch. And if it deteriorates where the spinners comes in, that's so be it. But, you know, we are very buoyant, the fact that, you know, we're still level. You know, nobody has drawn any blood yet in this series. And we're looking forward to the next 10 days of cricket.
Brian, you have been around for so long, do you think umpires these days judge the batsmen coming forward and giving them a bit of look? Do you think they judge it differently than what it used to be earlier?
No, I think it's... The umpires are always under a lot of pressure. And, you know, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to give good decisions. You just got to ride it. You just got to live with it and move on. You know, I have no qualms about the situation. It's gone, and we just got to accept it. You know, it's a tough job, and it's a job that you're not doing and I'm not doing, and I have no plans of doing it at all.
Brian, there have been many innings which you played, the final innings of the Test match, which have won your team the Test match. Can you just talk about the mindset of playing such an innings, knowing that there can only be a draw, going out there saving them?
Yeah, it's a different sort of mindset. You know, my batting is it's an attacking treat. You know, it's a situation where I go there and I look to dominate, and you know, I would set up more victories than sort of save a match. And but today was different. And today, as I said early on, that I learned a lot about my batting. The fact of the matter is that even though it was to save a match, it was a situation where maybe even in the first innings of a Test match, I need to be, you know, in a similar mood, consolidating and showing that, you know, the team benefits from something long for me. I think it's important to understand that even in Antigua, you know, even though we had a lead of 131, we needed to bat longer. And I went out there, I got a six, I got a couple boundaries, and I was out of it very quickly. So I've learned a lot from this particular innings. You know, I'm not sure how much of... You know, how much of this I've played in the past, but definitely I realize that I'm capable of batting for long periods and, you know, not scoring doubles and triples. I mean, the amount of balls I face today, I'd definitely be on 250 or something like that. But it's still beneficial for the team if I can spend that length of time out there.
Well, Ryan, apart from the fact that the weather took off 90 overs, did it also sort of prevent the pitch from deteriorating as much as you might have expected otherwise?
Yeah, most definitely. The covers was on majority of the day yesterday, so there's no wear and tear. You know, batsmen running up and down the pitch, bowlers bowling. So definitely, that was a little bit of an advantage. Just the fact that yes, 90 overs was erased from the game, but as you said, you know, the pitch did not deteriorate that much over the last, you know, 48 hours, and we benefited because of it.
And what is it in Don Bravo that you needed to shield him from within the Sehwag series?
I think it's just a bit of teamwork. Early on, Chandrapal was sort of taking more of I think Pathan and Kumble at some point in time. So it's not a situation of anybody shy of facing anyone. We were caught in a situation where we had to survive. You know, and the best way of survival is ensuring that, you know, the guys are comfortable, the guys are batting bowlers that they, you know, they feel confident about. It was not all about runs today. And, you know, come the next Test match, you know, Johnny Bravo or Dwayne Bravo might be chipping down the wicket to see Wagon hitting him over the top. So, you know, I think it worked pretty well today. We always talk about teamwork, even in our batting and in our bowling and out in the middle. And it worked really well today.
Number three worked for you in New Zealand, and you were a bit short of runs. You walked out on the third even at number three again. Can we see you went up there and your pressure on tomorrow's game?
You know, it's a situation that I'll have to discuss with the coaching staff. I'll also have to discuss with Sawan as well. It's number three position, I think, is it's not just the best batsman in the team, but he actually sends a message out to the guys who are going out to bat. You know, it's a situation where, you know, if the pitch is difficult, he sends a message back that, listen, you know, we got to tough it out. But if it's easy, you know, you go out there and you dictate. And a lot of guys feed off the number three batsman. And that's what I'd like to see Salman do a lot more. You know, he did pretty well in the shorter version of the game. In the test matches, it is the most pivotal position in any team, and that position has to be grabbed by the individual and ensure that he, you know, sends the right message. I mean, I remember New Zealand, I think Morton batted pretty well at number three. He got 60-odd or 70-odd in the test match, but the fact of the matter, I think the team needed someone out there who can, you know, show them the way. And that's the reason why I asked to go to number three in New Zealand. And in this particular innings, I thought it was the most important position of the match. You don't want to be too down after, you know, the first 5 or 10 overs. Also, the fast bowlers was getting the ball to nip back to the right-handers. I thought the left-hander also would be the appropriate person to bat.
What you're against England?
Trinidad and Tobago against England. You know, not quite York. I think it's going to be an interesting match, and I know everyone here is going to be watching it, and I'll be sitting down in my television room, hopefully, if there's no delays in my flight, and ensuring that, you know, I'll be supporting my country.
What result do you mean for that game?
I'd like a 1-0. I'd really like to see us move forward and go into the last match with that sort of feeling of confidence.
That was Brian Lara looking ahead to the rest of the test series against India. We shall continue bringing you more audio programming through the series. To access our audio content directly, just go over to cricinfo.com/audio. To send in your feedback, write into audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.